This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a great program lined up for you. We're going to kick it off straight away with the Grascals from their album. And then there's this, and it's a tune called Sweet Little Mountain Girl. It goes like this.
Sweet little mountain girl.
That's cigar schools with a big long note on the end to finish off the song. Alison Krauss and Union Station have been one of the most popular bands of the last several decades, far-reaching beyond the regular bluegrass audience, mostly because of Alison's wonderful vocals and the band's impeccable musicianship. And I have in my hand a 2004 album called Lonely Runs Both Ways. Got some great music on it, yet in it, Alison always features her band members, and I've selected from this album for this program a couple of songs that feature the lead singing of either Dan Tominski or Ron Block, and the harmonies. Alison Krauss is singing harmony, playing fiddle. We've got Jerry Douglas on dobro, Dan Tominski on guitar, Ron Block on banjo, Barry Bales on bass. This album, 3 Grammy Awards and sales of 6 million. I can't think of albums, so anything more than 6 we thought was pretty good, and they get 6 million. I just can hardly believe it. But there's some great bluegrass on it, and it's really good regular bluegrass too. So here from Lonely Runs Both Ways, Alison Krauss with her band and Union Station, and this is one called This Sad Song.
Sad song. Tune of this sad song. Lord, and turning all night long to the rhythm and the sound of a sudden song.
Production in that music, the sad song that was called from Alison Krauss and Union Station. Time for an instrumental. David Greer is a fine guitar player as well as a good singer, and he's put together an instrumental album called Another Nashville Night. This is from 2020, just a couple of years ago. His dad, Lamar Greer, played banjo around the Washington, D.C. area, and was well known for his banjo playing and his appearances with various groups in that area. And David obviously got the music playing genes, isn't that good? David does guitar. Casey Campbell here is playing mandolin, Dennis Crouch on bass, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and Corey Walker on banjo. Here they are doing a tune called Jerusalem Ridge, a Bill Monro tune, and named after the ridge on which I think his Uncle Penn lived. So there's a real history behind the naming of each piece that he did. And Jerusalem Ridge is an unusually complex instrumental piece. It's got 3 or 4 parts to it, and you sort of have to learn all the parts, and it's not the usual bluegrass instrumental style of thing, but it makes a lovely tune. Jerusalem Ridge, David Greer Band, another from the album Another Nashville Night. Thank you. it's a great mood piece, isn't it? Jerusalem Ridge, and that was the David Greer Band doing their fairly unique version of it. Oh, I've always loved the Osborne Brothers. Their very countryish sounding bluegrass music was great, and we borrowed lots of songs from the Osborne Brothers' music, and they went into playing very country for a little while through the 70s, and in the 1980s went back to playing a bit more bluegrass, although with country touches to it. And there's an album called Bluegrass Spectacular, and it was recorded 1981 in the Theatre by the Lake at Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm going to play you some tracks off that. We'll start with just one of the tracks, but I'll also play you the introduction of the Osborne Brothers to the show by Roy Acuff, the great Roy Acuff from Grand Old Opry, and it's nice hearing him talk and introduce the Osborne Brothers. Then they're doing a great bluegrass tune, Love Gone Cold. Paul Brewster is playing guitar for them at the time. He went on to work with Ricky Skaggs and one of the greatest harmony singers and even lead singers in bluegrass. Jimmy Brock on bass, Leon Rhodes on lead guitar, Hal Rugg doing a little bit of pedal steel playing there, and Buddy Spiker on fiddle. That's a great band. Sonny and Bobby, of course, Sonny playing banjo, Bob doing the lead vocals, and doing the mandolin playing. Here they are, Roy Acuff and then the Osborne Brothers.
Thank you, and good afternoon to all of you people gathered here at the theater by the lake in Opryland, USA. You're going to see history made this afternoon. I don't think anyone has ever performed out in the open here in Opryland to do a recording. And this is going to be a very special recording because there are several people taking part in it. But the headliners of this show are two boys that Grand Ole Opry is real proud of. Country music and bluegrass music can be proud of them because they have a sound in their music of their own. They have voices that's a voice of their own. And they use them and they'll enjoy. You folks will all enjoy their work out here. I want you to give them a big hand and stay with them and help them to make a fine recording. Would you make welcome, please, the Osborne Brothers, Sonny and Bob.
I found my only goal, but your love has gone cold. What have I ever done to you that made you treat me like you do? Will you leave me here to grieve my soul? Love gone cold. Face an empty life alone. What have I to share when I grow old? But love gone cold. I need the care that you withhold. Your love means more to me than gold. Don't leave me here to grieve my soul. Love gone cold. You withhold your love means more to me than gold. Don't leave me here to grieve my soul. Love gone cold.
Oh, it's great hearing them. Sonny is a great banjo player, isn't he? And Bobby was doing great. That was recorded more than 40 years ago, and Bobby is still doing a bit of singing, so I'm told. And Sonny has retired from playing. He had the usual banjo player problems of joints not cooperating with holding up a heavy banjo, and you just have to live with it, don't you? A lot of people are very fussy about their instruments that they play. They try and get the best quality instrument that they can, keep it in good condition, and make sure that it works properly. And to do that, you've got to have good strings. There's all sorts of strings for your guitars and banjos and mandolins, etc., on the market today. And some people have favourites, some don't really care, provided they get the right gauge of string, either light gauge or medium gauge, or I don't know if anyone uses heavy gauge anymore, but you've got to have the right string. And in the old days, a lot of people would swear by black diamond strings, and black diamond were known as the best string around, and everyone wanted to have black diamond strings. Well, the great songwriter Larry Caudle and his group Lodestone Standard Time, they do a song about black diamond strings. So if you listen up, you find out maybe why people like to use black diamond strings on their guitar. From Larry Caudle and the band Lonesome Standard Time, here's that great song.
Guitar was a loner, an old off brand my cousin let me keep. Back when I was learning how to play like the boys in Tennessee, I'd sit up every night and pick it till my fingers turned green, and I learned how to make her talk on them black diamond strings. Well, Daddy showed me three chords, but Jimmy Steele taught me how to play. He showed me the G run I'm still using today. I thought it surely must be magic the way he made it ring, but he said it ain't no secret, son, it's these black diamond strings. I don't know if they still make them. Back then they were the best, and a good time didn't cost much, $2.95. Back before they failed to chase my hillbilly dreams, all it took to make me happy was an old guitar and black diamonds. Take a trip back in a time machine to the day I learned to play the wildwood flower on black diamond strings. Well, I don't know if they still make them. Back then they were the best, and a good time didn't cost much, $2.95. Back before they failed to chase my hillbilly dreams, all it took to make me happy was an old guitar and black diamond strings.
chase my maggot big dreams. All it took to make me happy was this old box and black diamond strings.
Love it. I love the last line. All it took to make me happy was this old guitar and black diamond strings. Every now and then, if you find an old instrument around and it's an original case, you open up the little box in the middle under the, where the neck sits, and it might have a box there of black diamond strings, rusty as anything these days. But yeah, it's a great song, and lots of musicians would really appreciate that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenworth, playing you the music that I love from my shelves of CDs and LPs and things like that, and it's just really selecting songs that I think you might like and hope you enjoy. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. This program comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and I've been living here and playing bluegrass music for a long time now, and Shearer's Music Works helped me get started by importing a Framus banjo for me, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's what a 5-string banjo looks like, isn't it weird? And I've been hooked ever since. They can do that to you too. You can go along these days and see them. Great big shop. They've got everything from Martin guitars right down to entry-level ones. They've got hundreds of ukuleles. They've got violins. They've got Deering banjos. All sorts of instruments. All the strings you could want, probably including black diamond strings. I'm not sure. I better go and check. And the staff are all very helpful. So go and see Shearer's Music Works. They're great at sponsoring music and getting you into playing things that might change your life like it did for me. What are we going to have? Talking about changing your life. I was having dinner with a lovely couple. They were friends of mine from way back just the other week. And Wayne is an artist and listens to music while he works at his easel painting pictures and things like that. And he has this huge collection of LPs, and he's thinning them out a bit. I won't say he's clearing them out. He's thinning them out a bit. And he had a heap of LPs there, and he said, have a look and see if there's any of those that might interest you. Well, there were some from the Weavers and some from very early days of bluegrass, Stoneman Family LP, and a real treasure, those four Johnson Mountain Boys LPs. And I've never had an LP of the Johnson Mountain Boys, the near legendary group from around Washington or Northern Virginia, in the 1980s, and I've had a few tracks on compilation LPs, but I've never had a Johnson Mountain Boys one. And they were known for almost reintroducing the old style of bluegrass with the full of the energy, working around one mic and just playing their hearts out on a song. And so we're going to start at the beginning, and this is the first album that the Johnson Mountain Boys did. It's just called Johnson Mountain Boys. A big picture of them on the front. And the band in 1981 was Dudley Connell on guitar and lead and tenor vocals. We're used to Dudley on this show. I had him on just recently with the band Longview, and also, of course, with Seldom Seen These Days. Richard Underwood playing banjo and doing some vocals. Ed Dismura, I'm not sure how I say that, on mandolin. He was the first mandolin player, and he did some harmony vocals as well. Fine Munro-style mandolinist. Eddie Stubbs, that man with the wonderful voice, played fiddle and did the bass vocals, and we all know him from his days at the Grand Ole Opry and his introductions that he does to bluegrass and country music events. And Larry Robbins rounds out the group on bass, and they do some wonderful bluegrass, very original. Dudley was into writing songs, and they borrowed a few and from other bands and did their own. So we're going to hear two tracks from them, and it's the first two tracks of their first album, Darling Do You Know Who Loves You, and then Lonesome Day, Lonesome Night. I think that's one written by Dudley. Let's listen to the Johnson Mountain Boys.
Darling,
That's the Johnson Mountain Boys and their first recorded music, and I've got four LPs of theirs, and I'm very excited about it. Thank you very much, Wayne. I really appreciate getting those albums, and they were a revelation to many of the bluegrass audiences in the 1980s who'd been hearing the advent of new grass and all that sort of stuff, and here comes a band of young people who are playing some very traditional sounding bluegrass, and they were very exciting. And on this album, they're all dressed up, they've all got black suits on and cream hats and red bow ties, a bit like Flattened Scruggs Band, but they're all wearing the same instead of leaders sort of identifying differently by wearing different clothes. Great looking band, and it would have been exciting to have seen them. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm going to play a tune from Foghorn String Band now. Great band. This is just an instrumental, although they usually do a lot of vocals as well. Not from your usual sources. Reeb Williams, Willems and Caleb Clowder come from Washington State, and Nadine Landry comes from Quebec, and Sammy Lind on Minnesota. Sammy plays the fiddle, Nadine plays the bass, Reeb plays a guitar, and Caleb plays mandolin, and they have a great history behind them. For 15 years they've been touring, they've put out 8 albums, and they have a wonderful energy to their music. And here they are doing a tune called The Salty River Reel. Going on there. Here's a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band album. The album is called Way Down South. We put it out in 2008. And here's the first track on the album, You Turned Your Back, written by our guitarist Alan Rhodes, sung by him as well, and the rest of the band put in there. Myself played banjo, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, David Calder on mandolin, Tim Trenwith on bass, and produced by one of my sons, Jeremy Trenwith. He was in there doing all the hard work. And here's You Turned Your Back.
You turned your back, then you were gone. only memories to carry on. You turned your back, I'm on my own. You turned your back, and now my bird is flown. My burden now weighs on me heavy, such pain and sorrow, so hard to carry. Those happy days were full of sunshine, we had it all, just for a short time. You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back, I'm on my own. Now my bird is flown. Never falter would be all through. To have you here in my arms again, the thought of you just drives me down. You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back, I'm on my own. Your back, and now my bird is flown. The wind blows cold around my door, the warmth has faded since you've been gone. No one around can take your place. Everywhere I look, I see your face. You turned your back, then you were gone. I've only memories to carry on. You turned your back.
Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I'd like to say thanks very much for listening, all the people on the Access radio stations throughout Canada, throughout the USA, and through New Zealand as well, and all those people who tuned in on podcasts from anywhere from Free FM to iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, all sorts of sources for getting Back Porch Bluegrass, and I really appreciate the fact that you tune in. Several of you made some really nice comments about the banjo tune that I played last week. I had fun doing it, despite the fact that I was nervous about it, and I really enjoyed playing some live music on the show. A couple of people said, do it again, do it again. So I might sometime soon, and I might even get a bit of help in the studio to put together a couple of tunes or something like that. We'll see what we can do. But thanks very much for writing. As you know, you can write to me at paultrenwith@gmail.com, or you can go to the Facebook page, Back Porch Bluegrass NZ, and make a comment there. I post the running list up there each week, and you can make a comment there, and I always get to see the comments eventually. My son Jeremy usually prods me and says, hey, there's some good comments, you better go and have a look. And remember to like the page if you have a look. What else do I need to say? A little bit of live music. Morrinsville Country Music Club plays the second Friday of the month at the Rotary Community Hall in Morrinsville. Back Porch Bluegrass a jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month. That's this coming Sunday at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club on Sunday afternoon, 2:30 to 5. We had to do some very informal picking, and it's always good fun. So let me play some more music for you. Alison Krauss and her great band Union Station. Here they are with the song "I Don't Have to Live This Way." Sounds like this.
I've been up and down the floor. Sleep won't hold me anymore. You're running out of games to play. But I won't play. I don't have to live this way. No, I won't play for games that you devise. And I won't wait to listen to your lies. Before you speak another word, I'll repeat it so I'm heard. You're running out of games to play. Give you wrong another right. Now I've got the eyes to see. You get your kicks by hurting me. No, I won't pay for games that you devise. And I won't wait to listen to your lies. Before you speak another word, I'll repeat it so I'm heard. You're running out of games to play.
Great song. Here's Larry Cordell in Lonesome Standard Time again with a country music, bluegrass music classic, I Wonder Where You Are Tonight. Incidentally, helping out Larry, who plays guitar, is Terry Eldridge on bass and tenor vocal, Fred Carpenter on fiddle, Dave Harvey on mandolin, Billy Beach on lead guitar, and Gene Wooten on the dobro. What a great band. I Wonder Where You Are Tonight.
Sad, my heart is weary, wondering if I'm wrong or right. To dream about you though you left me, I wonder where you are tonight. The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my windowpane tonight. And though your love is even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. I've died a million times, my darling, ever since you went away. Just watching, waiting, hoping, praying that you'll be coming back someday.
The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my windowpane tonight.
And though your love's even colder,
I wonder where you are tonight.
can only make amends, dear, for all the things that were not right. I wouldn't have to walk and worry and wonder where you are tonight.
The rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight.
And though your love is even colder,
I wonder where you are tonight.
Lord, I wonder where you are tonight.
It's time for a gospel song on Back Porch Bluegrass now, and here's David Palmley and his band Continental Divide. David doing guitar, Dale Perry, I think, doing the fingerstyle guitar, Ron Spears on mandolin, Ron Stewart on fiddle, and Kyle Perkins on bass. And here's a song called God Reach Down.
Brother, I've been a sinner, walked the darkened path. My heart was cold as winter, I lived life hard and fast. But finally I hit rock bottom with nowhere else to go. I felt the hand of God reach down and touch my weary soul.
Yes, God reached down.
God reached down and touched my weary soul.
He lifted me.
Lifted me from sorrow here below. Well, he picked me up and he made me strong. Set me up on the solid ground.
Yes, God reached
down. God reached down and touched my weary soul. Felt so empty, I've spent my life in sin. Each time old Satan tempts me, that old devil, he would win. My days were filled with sorrow, my poor heart had hung so low. Till I felt the hand of God reach down and touch my weary soul.
Yes, God reached
down. God reached down and touched my weary soul.
He lifted me.
Lifted me from sorrow here below. Well, he picked me up and he made me strong. Stood me up on the solid ground.
Yes, God reached
down. God reached down and touched my weary soul.
Yes, God reached
down. God reached down and touched my weary soul.
He lifted me.
From sorrow, hear me low.
Well, he picked me up and made me strong. Stood me up on solid ground.
Yes, God reached
down. God reached down and touched my weary soul.
Yes, God reached
down. God reached down and touched my weary soul.
That was a low note that David Perry got. Dale Perry got. Oh, my voice won't even get down there. Well, it's come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll take it out with a slower song from the Osborne Brothers called Bluegrass Memories. Thanks very much for listening. See you again next week. 3, 4.
Summer in the evening, Mama and Papa would sit down on the front porch swing. Me and my banjo, Papa with his fiddle, and Mama with a tune. Uncle Penn, then she'd do one soft and gentle that would make me cry a little. How I wish I could hear one again. All that's left is a memory of a little wooden cabin and two country graves side by side. But on a summer evening, sometimes I start believing I hear Mama singing one more time.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.